This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1308. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded March 15th, program tips on WBCQ, RDPI, BB, NHK, Trax FM, and Radio Australia. New Canadian expanders, receivers yes, transmitters no in Colombia. New Bolivians, blowing up Radio Liberty. Some upcoming A06 schedules, what is China jamming, and the propagation outlook. In Kim's column, the March NASWA Journal, Kim Andrew Elliott has some more comments about the drastic changes underway at Voice of America. VOA has large audiences in small, mostly islands, English-speaking nations of the Caribbean and Pacific. Because their combined population is smaller than some U.S. states, these countries have not been given high priority by the BBG. But even small countries as sovereign states are capable of mischief, and this should not be ignored. Witness Grenada in 1983. He's making the case, of course, for maintaining a full English language service. The Pacific Islands could become bases for Chinese naval expansion. China is also increasing contacts in the Caribbean. In both regions, terrorists, pirates, and other miscreants could establish themselves. As for the other VOA languages on the chopping block, Thai is perhaps the most disconcerting. In the past several months, we've seen several news accounts of the Thai government increasing control over independent media. The elimination of BBC's Thai service in December has left VOA Thai as the only Thai-language foreign broadcaster with a substantial news service. Will Radio Free Asia have to add a Thai service to compensate for the loss of the VOA? Turkish is also problematic. Turkey may not be a frontline state in the war on terror, but it is just behind the front lines. Press freedom seems precarious at times. As is the case with such big decisions in U.S. international broadcasting, it was sprung upon us subordinates with no advance notice. Perhaps this was to keep the union and others from rallying opposition. But this also meant that frequencies, in many cases one of three shortwave frequencies per transmission, were dropped without giving the audience any advance notice. On February 1st, a listener in Vietnam or Bangladesh or Afghanistan may have tuned to his or her favorite frequency, only to hear nothing, and that listener had not been informed what other frequencies to tune to. They may well now be former listeners. VOA Burmese lost one of three frequencies for each of its three transmissions. A survey last May showed VOA Burmese weekly audience to have increased to an amazing 20% to 30% in major Burmese cities. The same survey indicates 71% of VOA Burmese audience listens via shortwave, as opposed to the Thailand medium wave relay, or internet, or satellite. By depriving Burmese listeners of shortwave frequencies, VOA is snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. VOA Indonesian also lost one shortwave frequency per transmission at just about the time the Indonesian government implemented a new law prohibiting the live relay of news from foreign broadcasters on Indonesian domestic radio and TV. I hope that all this elimination of shortwave frequencies does not lead to the elimination of shortwave transmitters or sites. Members of the BBG and other senior officials of U.S. international broadcasting should know, I hope they know, do they know, that shortwave is the least interdictable of the media available to international broadcasting. And it is the most capable of getting into remote areas. Reducing the global U.S. shortwave transmitting network would have negative consequences for U.S. global security. Those comments from Kim Andrew Elliott. I've noticed Radio Republica late at night on WRMI, now using 9955 rather than World Radio Network. On March 15th, Jeff White explained we're temporarily carrying Republica from 05 to 09 UT in addition to their official schedule, 9 to 13 and 16 to 22. At the moment, we are not carrying WRN, but this could change. We're installing an automation program, Simeon, which will allow us to automate all transmitter antenna and programming, giving us a lot more flexibility. And Jeff says we fixed the distortion on the internet audio of WRMI and reduced the hum considerably, poco a poco. check out their website, which may not have completely updated schedules, www.wrmi.net. Larry Will informs us about programming changes at WBCQ, debuting Sunday, UT Sunday, March 12th at 0100 on 7415. Was a new show hosted by WBCQ's Jennifer called 867-5309. It displaces the Church of the Subgenius Hour of Slack. However, Radio 6 International's run, UT Mondays at 03 to 5, has completed, so Hour of Slack has moved to 0400 UT Mondays on 7415, and the hour before that, Radio New York International fills with an additional hour. Why would Jennifer name her show after what seems to be a phone number? Steve Lehrin, Michigan, says it's a reference to a song, 867-5309 Jenny, by Tommy Tutone, released in 1981. On the Monitoring Times bulletin board, March 7th, I found this notice from the poet of The Crystal Ship, a pirate in North America, laying out their likely broadcast times for late winter and spring. On certain Saturday and Sunday mornings, anytime between 12 and 16 UT, on 6854. On Sunday evenings or random weeknights, 21 to midnight UT on 6875. And a prospective or proposed frequency between 23 and 03 UT on random evenings is 3275. He says, strangely enough, the least likely times to catch the Crystal Ship are pirate prime time Friday and Saturday evenings, so don't bother looking for us then. Dean McIntyre and Ricky Leong in Alberta forward news from the CRTC that a new X-bander has been approved in Montreal on 1690 kilohertz with 1 kilowatts. It's for the Concordia Student Broadcasting Corporation. It will be non-directional with a single short tower. And in a later development, a religious AM station has also been approved on the X-band in Montreal, Radio Shalom, spelled C-H-A-L-O-M. It'll be commercial in French 60%, English 30%, and Hebrew 10% on 1650 kilohertz, again 1,000 watts day and night. Thanks to Harry Van Vogt in Ontario for that news. I noticed on the KUT Austin website, their Sunday morning special at 17 UT was Border Blasters and Outlaw Broadcasters. It's a documentary they've recently produced about the Mexican border stations of years gone by and is available on demand if you missed it. You should find it via their website, www.kut.org. From the Distrito Federal, Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla files his weekly monitoring report about clandestine Radio Insurgente. He heard it again on Friday, March 10th, beginning at 2050 UT on 6,000 kilohertz. He says the maximum S rating in the CINPO code was 3, but it was clearer than on other occasions. It lasted until 2157 UT, despite co-channel interference from Havana after 2100. He says he was sure he was hearing Radio Insurgente due to frequent IDs and mentions of the Zapatistas, and closing with the Zapatista anthem. Now, previously, Havana had waited, it seemed, till Insurgente was finished to sign on that frequency, but lately they've been covering anti-American rallies, which seem to take place on Friday afternoons in Havana, bringing 6,000 kilohertz on the air at least an hour earlier. So don't be confused if you hear something in Spanish further away on 6,000 during that hour. Steve Lehrin, Michigan, was trying to hear Insurgente, but he too was hearing the rally from Havana. If you're interested in a very good and, let us hope, current map of Cuba, Terry Kruger in Florida says he found one at Borders Bookstore. It's called the InSight Flexi Map, scale 1 to 900,000, laminated finish and folded for $8. Far more detailed than one published in Hungary. This one is printed in Singapore but issued from Germany, copyright 2004. To help you find it, here's the ISBN number, 981-4137-219, with hyphens between each group of numbers. Last week I was wondering what's going on in Loma Linda, Colombia, causing the absence of the pair of evangelical stations on 5910 and 6010. Here's the answer from the Colombia para Cristo newsletter issued by the Stendhals, who run La Voz de tu Conciencia, and Marfil Estéreo. As we are in the midst of deploying thousands of Galcom solar radios fixed tuned to our frequencies, we're having trouble keeping our shortwave transmitters on the air. Something is wrong with the electricity arriving at Loma Linda, and the voltage regulators to our transmitters keep burning up. If we continue to operate without them, the transmitters eventually are damaged. We're at our wits' end trying to solve the problem, as we've spent every available financial resource and still do not have a solution. That was dated March 9th. Meanwhile, I checked the Galcom.org website for their side of the story. They say of the 55,000 radios produced in 2005, 8,000 were the green dual-frequency shortwave radios sent to South America as part of the Colombia for Christ project. So far this year, 1,000 radios have been shipped, and another 4,000 are in production. On March 12th, Nicolás Aramo told us about a new Bolivian station discovered at the latest DX camp in Chascomús, along with several friends. It's on 5680.7, identifying as Radio San Rafael in San Rafael, Cochabamba, heard March 11th in Spanish and Aymara, with sports comments and a folk festival around 2230 UT. Arnaldo Slein, who was also there, says it's the first time we've heard news about this station on shortwave. It has been operating on medium wave. Looking it up later, he says it's listed on medium wave 1310 with a schedule of 09 to 02 UT. He also found information about the folk festival. It was the 38th Taquipayanacus Festival, so who knows, this may have been a special broadcast only. Rogildo Fontanelli Aragão in Bolivia said it is actually a reactivation of Radio La Voz del Campesino Sipe Sipe on 5680.7, which was formerly on 6537. It's close to his house, and in fact, he acted as a QSL agent for it and would be willing to do so for this one, although it's still not entirely clear which station it actually is, maybe one relaying the other. I've also asked Rogildo to be on the lookout to see if he can hear the new Bolivian first reported here a couple of months ago, Radio Logos on 6165. He says, I will look out for it. I'm not sure, but I may have heard something on that frequency recently when I was in La Paz. I also asked our initial informant about it, Wayne Borthwick in British Columbia, for an update, and he says he talked with a person in Bolivia who was involved in setting up the station. And in fact, the Radio Logo signal is 3 to 4 dB above the other Santa Cruz station on 6135, so they were quite pleased with it. As of May 14th, they were still using the original 5-kilowatt transmitter, which is intended to only be temporary. They're waiting for parts to arrive for a 1-kilowatt transmitter they prefer to use in order to save power, which means reception possibilities will probably get worse rather than better for DXers. He says it looks like the near-vertical antenna there is doing its job, that is, in restricting coverage to the local area. And he confirmed that the schedule is a regular schedule all day from 1000 until 2300 UT. That's the Radio Logos on 6165, and we can still ask, who will be first to de-exit outside Bolivia? Antarctica's only shortwave station, as we mentioned last week, LRA-36, may be inactive on 15476, but here's an internet station which claims to be from Antarctica, pointed out by Dick W. on the ABDX list. He says they have a nice webcast worth checking out. It's www.anetstation.com. However, I suspect it is a virtual put-on. Where is it exactly, they don't really say, but somewhere on their webpage they do mention being sub-Antarctic. In any event, there are lots of links to material about the frozen continent. Standard disclaimer, the media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1308. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Much more at our website, worldofradio.org, especially our large archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which this program is based. Speaking of archives, it's been inactive for about a month, the DX program archive run by Alex Draper, which includes MP3 audio files of this and several other DX and mailbag programs. Alex says he's turned it over to someone else to manage for the time being, and it's back in business. www.piratedxer.com/dxprograms.htm. Some time changes are coming up with the shift to DST in the Northern Hemisphere. I won't go into detail yet, but remember on U.S. stations, our times will shift one UT hour earlier from the first Sunday in April. And on European stations, including WRN, we're one UT hour earlier from the last Sunday in March, barring any additional permanent time changes we don't yet know about. Our thanks this week for financial support via PayPal go to Don DeCaria, NF7R. Even if you don't understand Portuguese, you may enjoy the music on RDPI, which has no English broadcast anymore. On Saturday, March 11th, around 18:30, I ran across a very enjoyable program on the weekend-only frequency 17825 to North America, parallel 21655 to South America. It's called A Guitarra Portuguesa e o Fado. Another public broadcaster facing major cuts. In the media network blog Andy Sennett reports, according to El Mundo, based on a leaked document, RTVE is to announce the scrapping of 4,500 jobs, about half its current workforce. The most controversial part of the plan is the closure of Radio Nacional's Catalan service, Radio 4. It also calls for closure of the television service in the Canary Islands. Most of the other cuts affect RTVE's regional services in other parts of Spain. RTVE is heavily in debt and its audiences are declining. No mention here of Radio Exterior de España, which is part of the RTVE organization. I'm wondering if it is affected or if it is so insignificant as not to be worth mentioning. Marty Delfin in Spain says, I attended the news conference in Madrid and posted a story on my blog, madridkid.blogspot.com. REE is not being scrapped for now, but will no longer have a separate news service from the rest of the network. No word on foreign language services. José Miguel Romero in Spain forwards a report from Televisión Digital. This is my summary translation. The 13 antennas of Radio Liberty at Playa de Pals are scheduled for demolition on March 22nd in a controlled explosion, provided a north wind is blowing at 90 to 100 kilometers per hour. The station provided employment to many people on the Catalonian coast between 1958 and 2001. The metal will then be hauled away for recycling, the concrete foundations also blasted. The area is to become a natural park. Still being discussed was whether to preserve one of the buildings as a Cold War museum. It's too late now, but earlier we had a report via Jordi Brunet and Dario Monferrini that, leading up to the destruction of the Radio Liberty site, guided tours were being offered for one last time on March 11th for those who signed up in advance. Speaking of radio buildings, on the British DX Club list, Alan Pennington forwards news from Radio Times magazine about a special program on BBC Radio 4. It's called The Home of Radio. Saturday, March 18th at 2000 UT, the Archive Hour, as Broadcasting House undergoes redevelopment to bring it into the 21st century, former managing director of BBC Radio, Sir David Hatch, takes a tour of this much-loved and historic building to reveal the extraordinary part it has played in the history of radio. And like virtually all programming on BBC Radio 4, it'll be available on demand for at least 1 week following. Whenever I mention A06, remember that I mean the new shortwave broadcasting season starting March 26th. Eric Joe in China put together Radio Sweden's upcoming English schedule, showing that the North American broadcasts, as usual, shift one UT hour earlier, in the morning at 12:30 and 13:30 on 15240. The first one is direct, and the second one on the same frequency is a relay via Sackville, as are the two evening broadcasts in English. At 01:30 and 02:30, they will be on 6010. If you want to try the frequencies at the same times for other parts of the world, direct from Sweden at 12:30, 15735, and 13580, at 13:30, 15735. Also of interest, two relays of English broadcasts from Sweden via Madagascar to Australia at 21:30 will be on 7420, and to Asia at 0130 on 9435. In communication of the British DX Club, Edwin Southwell also reports hearing that little English news bulletin and weather report from the Macedonian station in Greece, 1255 to 13 UT on 9935. However, he says it's heard weekdays only. At the same time on weekends, he hears Greek. Well, we had a previous report direct from the station. That is, it is on the air every day, but the time varies widely. So I suspect the English capsule still appears on weekends, but perhaps at a much earlier hour. In any event, we'll take whatever English we can get from Greece, especially since the Hellenes Around the World program has been missing the past couple of weeks from the Delano Relay Saturday at 15 on 9775, as John Babbis and I lament. Instead, they've continued in Greek on that frequency, apparently because of silly ball games. The Voice of Greece, especially thanks to the relays via Delano and Greenville in the U.S., provides some wonderful music with excellent reception. I happen to hear a Greek Orthodox Sunday morning service during most of the 0600 UT hour Sunday, March 12th, on 9775. That's the frequency via Delano toward the Pacific. John Babbis already has their A06 schedule showing that that service will be moving to 15190 between 06 and 08. They'll still be on 9775 between 12 and 15, and they'll go back to the summer frequency for the all-day-long relay 16 to 22 UT on 17705, joined by Greenville the last 2 hours on 17565. The times vary somewhat, but if you want to try to catch one of those short English newscasts from LJB, the Voice of Africa in Libya, relayed via France, on HCDX, R. Montgomery in Pennsylvania reports a couple of logs at 1751 UT on 11860 and at 2223 on 7320. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany sums up the confusing situation surrounding the Libyan opposition, Saad al-Amal, and the various jammers in the range 17660 to 17695. First of all, Saad al-Amal itself, the Libyan opposition, tentatively from the Grigoriopol Moldova site. Its frequency varies. Fixed on 17660 is Idhat al-Jamahariya al-Uzma from Tripoli, with non-stop Arabic songs and some Quran recitations. Then there's Saut al-Afrikiya, another Libyan Arabic station, on a varying frequency. And two Libyan bubble jammers also vary, probably from Benghazi, Sabah, and Sabrata. Yet another station, the Afro-Cuban music station, varies in frequency, same strength as Africa Number 1 and believed to come from Gabon. If you've not yet heard and or verified Voices of the Diaspora, clandestine for the Gambia, Jeff White says they will not be continuing as of the beginning of A06. They may return in August or September. The schedule for what remains is Saturdays only at 20 to 20:30 on 9405 via Germany. 9345 is the frequency to monitor for Afghanistan. DSWCIDX window, Mauno Riitel in Finland, reported hearing back on February 22nd at 11:30, a program from Radio Afghanistan rather than Radio Peace, and he thought it might be a test of the long-awaited new 100-kilowatt transmitter. North Korea, by the way, is on the same frequency. Subsequently, however, it was back to a very weak signal on 9345, presumably Radio Peace. And in Argentina, Arnaldo Slan reported a presumed logging of Radio Peace 9345 at 0145, very weak. On Radio Bulgaria's DX program, Ruman Pankov reported via John Norfolk, Kyrgyz Radio, with news in English at about 0115 on 4010 and 4795. Ashik Iqbal Tokon in Bangladesh informs us of another holiday special program from Bangladesh Betar during the English broadcast on March 26th at 12:30 and at 18:15 UT on 7185. It's the Independence and National Day special, a day of glory and pride. Another of our reporters in Bangladesh, Muhammad Azizul Alam Alamin, says the new name for the program replacing Hello from Tokyo on Radio Japan from April will be World Interactive. From the Japan Times, via Dan Say, a committee advising the communications minister proposes that NHK be allowed to show commercials to raise money for its international broadcasting service. Since they say show, I'm not sure if this only applies to television, but I wouldn't be surprised if some commercials start to appear on Radio Japan. We've had a number of reports about a Chinese station on 18160, which of course is now barely within the so-called 17-meter ham band, this broadcasting station causing interference at various times of day. Brian Malady in the UK was hearing it from 10 to 11 UT. Roy Geldart in British Columbia also complains between 23:30 and midnight. Mauno Riitala in Finland explains it is the China National Radio Program 1, parallel to 17550. However, they drop the audio feed for a few minutes at the top of the hour during the news. Furthermore, Ola Alm in Sweden tells DX Listening Digest, one morning there was very good reception of China on 16 meters. I was able to hear a Firedrake transmitter on 18160, in addition to the usual CNR1. Firedrake was a separate transmitter, mostly below CNR, but at times coming up on top. The signals were far too strong to be leapfrogs or harmonics. The use of the Firedrake transmitter clearly indicates something is being intentionally jammed, but what? The CNR feed is synchronous to one of the strong transmitters on several jammed frequencies, but not to 17605 or other regular CNR outlets on 16 meters. Well, that reminds me of a report a few weeks earlier about China on another unexplained out-of-band frequency, 17310. These may be the only evidence we have yet of even more unknown opposition stations. Ron Howard in California enjoys listening to Trax FM shortwave relay from Malaysia on 7295. For example, Tuesday, March 7th, a program called Jazz Selecta, that's the day it's on the air, great selection of jazz, numerous IDs, and the DJ was filling in for someone else. The program website is Jazz Selecta, S-E-L-E-C-T-A, .alldatjazz.com. In his easy listening column for the NASFA Journal, Richard Cuff says Radio Australia is covering the Commonwealth Games March 16th through 26th on shortwave from midnight through 11 UT, some of it embedded in regular programming and studio hosts weaving in coverage, essentially continuous game coverage between 09 and 11. Barry Hartley in New Zealand tells BCDX that Radio Vanuatu is using 7260 only. He hears them through their entire period from 19 to after 11 UT. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 14th. Solar activity very low. Geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4 March 19th, dipping to 5 and 2 from the 23rd through April 2nd. Solar flux steady at only 75. And so we arrive at the conclusion of the 1,308th World of Radio. Glenn Hauser saying, that's it. That's it for right now.